From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. 20 dead in Iraqi bombings. More than 20 people are dead in Baghdad after Islamist militants exploded a series of bombs in and around Baghdad Monday. Islamic State terrorists claimed responsibility for two attacks just after the bombs exploded amidst an Iraqi offensive in the IS-held city of Fallujah, just west of Baghdad. Fallujah has been held by IS longer than any other city in Iraq, and the fighters are believed to be deeply entrenched in the city. As the fighting and airstrikes around the city have intensified, the plight of civilians trapped inside has worsened. UNHCR said it's receiving reports of horrific civilian suffering. Spokeswoman Melissa Fleming.
We have dramatic reports of the increase of the number of executions of men and older boys refusing to fight on behalf of ISIL. Other reports say a number of people attempting to depart have been executed or whipped.
The plight of innocent civilians is the order of the day for Syria as well. Concern mounted Monday for the fate of tens of thousands of displaced Syrian civilians caught in the middle of a desperate fight in the countryside north of Aleppo. Days of clashes between moderate and Islamist rebel factions and the Islamic State group, which has mounted a fierce offensive on two key border towns, imperils rebel resupplies from Turkey. Taliban militants in Afghanistan have intensified battlefield attacks, killing around 30 Afghan security forces in the rest of southern Helmand province. Afghan officials say the casualties have occurred since Saturday when the fighting broke out after the Taliban launched a string of coordinated assaults on three districts. The insurgents also overran four security outposts on the main road linking Marsha to the provincial capital of Lashkar in the overnight fighting. This is VOA.